Hey Saints, it's Ray with Divine Jams Gospel Network, your Christian music marketing promoter. What I'm about to share with you is going to sound from outer space, but trust me, it's in the best interest of promoting your music in the most cost-effective way. So let's get started right after this.
You're now tuned in to Divine Jams Podcast, bringing you inspiration and talented artists and the story behind the music.
Founder of Divine Jams Gospel Network and your host, Brother Ray. Saints, it's time you start thinking like a content marketer and not a recording artist when promoting your music. What do I mean? Content marketing through the creation and distribution of valuable content can aid with valuable recognition and credibility. In certain circumstances, the message employed may attract a larger audience than the music itself. A song alone may not effectively convey the inspiration behind the creation and recording of a project. It is through relatable experiences communicated through your content that it is most likely to resonate with the intended audience if executed correctly. So what is content marketing? Content marketing is creating and distributing valuable, relevant, and consistent content to attract and engage a specific target audience. Now, the goal of the content marketer is to ultimately drive profitable customer action, such as website traffic, leads, sales, or increased brand awareness. Content marketers can be used for a variety of purposes, including creating brand awareness, lead generation, and of course, acquisition. But also, content marketers use a variety of channels to distribute their content, such as social media, email, websites, and other online platforms. They use a variety of formats, including blog posts, articles, videos, infographics, webinars, and more to reach their target audience. The benefit for recording artists is one, increase brand awareness. By increasing and distributing valuable content, the content marketing concept helps your brand and awareness with its credibility. This includes, but not limited to, sharing the story behind the song. Now, as a singer-songwriter, you give value to your music when you go behind the song. Going behind the song can refer to understanding the inspiration, meaning, and message behind a song, as well as the creative process and techniques used to write it. As a singer-songwriter, understanding the background and context of your own songs can help you communicate the meaning and message more effectively to your audience. Additionally, understanding the creative process and techniques used in songwriting can help you continue to improve and evolve as a songwriter. We created a blog and we created an episode, which is episode 2, that explains how Divine Jams Gospel Network helps recording artists distribute their story behind the song. Go to it and check it out. Number 2, lead generation. Content marketing can be used to generate leads by providing valuable information and resources that encourage potential customers to provide their contact information. Number 3, it's cost effective. Compared to traditional advertising and methods, content marketing is a cost effective way by far to reach your target audience and generate leads. Number 4, it improves search engine rankings. What does this mean? Search engines favor websites that regularly update with new and high quality content. So this can help you improve the search engine rankings of your designated landing page or your website. Number five, increase website traffic. By creating valuable content, content marketers can drive traffic to website, which can lead to increased sales and revenue. Number six, customer engagement. By providing valuable content that addresses the needs and interests of a target audience, content marketers can increase engagement and build relationships and customers. Number seven, positive customer loyalty. By providing useful and relevant content, content marketers can build trust and loyalty with their audience, which leads to repeat customers and positive word of mouth. Number eight, better understanding of the target audience. By creating and distributing content that addresses the needs and interests of a target audience, content marketers can gain a better understanding of the audience and create more effective marketing campaigns. Now, where should you begin? There are several ways and several steps you can take to begin your efforts. Number one, define your target audience. Understand the demographics, the interests, and pinpoints of the people you want to reach with your content. Number two, set clear goals. Determine what you want to achieve with your content marketing efforts, such as increasing website traffic, generating leads, or simply boosting your sales, right? Number three, develop a content strategy. Create a plan for the types of content you will create, how often you will publish, and how you will promote it. Number four, create valuable and high quality content. Develop a variety of content formats, such as the blogs, infographics, videos, even ebooks, something to educate and engage your target audience. Number five, promote your content now. Share your content on social media, through email marketing, and other relevant online platforms to drive your traffic to your website. Number six, measure and optimize your results. Use analytics to track the performance of your content and make adjustments as needed to improve your results. It's important to keep in mind that this is a continuous process and it will take some time to see results. But by following these steps and being consistent with your efforts, you'll be on your way to building a successful content marketing strategy. So I hope this helped you out some, and I hope this really saved you money. Remember, Hosea 4:6 says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." God bless you, and I hope this episode was inspirational.